continue to hear from the book of Genesis. And these first chapters of the book of Genesis, we can learn a great deal about sin, the patterns of sin and the evil one, and how it works, right? In a sense, the whole prototype is right there from the beginning. And the evil one doesn't have to change his tactics if the old tactics are working. Why would he change it? It's working. So here it is. Eve. Why in the heck is she talking to the serpent? That's the one thing she's not supposed to be talking to. The serpent. She should be talking to God or to her husband, but not to the dang serpent. Once she starts having that conversation with the serpent, she's done. She's going to lose it. She's going to lose that battle. Because the serpent, he's cunning. So he doesn't give her some huge blatant lie that would be so obvious. He just slithers it, moves it just a little bit, just a little off the truth, and gets her to go that path. Right? And she starts getting confused as soon as she starts talking to the serpent. Right? He says, oh, so you're not supposed to eat any of the fruit from the trees? No, we can eat, but not the one in the middle. We can't even touch that one. Actually, that's not true. God didn't tell them they couldn't touch that. He said they couldn't eat it. But as soon as she starts talking to the serpent, it starts getting all foggy, right? And she gets confused. Why didn't she talk to God and to her husband? Then, of course, he gives in pretty easily. Not much to say about him. Adam didn't fight back, and he should have. He should have been willing to die. He should have been willing to die for his wife rather than to give in. Then they mess it all up. So then they decide, well, they have to come up with their own punishment. When they realize they're naked, they still don't go to God, right? And they use fig leaves to cover up. I don't know if you've ever seen a fig leaf, but not the most pleasant of things. The fig leaf is filled with all sorts of prickly things. And so they're punishing themselves. God, his punishment's very different, we'll find out later. He sews them loincloths, right? So he is the one. Right, that gives the remedy. But no, they want to do it themselves. They punish themselves, beat themselves up, rather than going to God. So can we learn today from this reading and through this Eucharist not to talk to the serpent? Don't talk to the serpent. Stay away from him. Just reject the devil. Don't follow that path of those temptations. We're going to lose. Go right to God, to your spouse.